From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, it's Theo. August 1st. Five things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most. Let's get into it. First, from KD Nuggets. KD Nuggets. Weekly roundup. Build and deploy your first autonomous agent. Seven machine learning algorithms that still matter. So I've been reading about this new tool, Claude Design, and it's actually a pretty interesting way to interact with AI models. Essentially, it's a visual interface that lets you build and customize your own chatbots and agents without needing to write code. The interface is pretty intuitive, and it's been getting some great feedback from users who are new to AI development. On the data analysis side, I came across a list of the top 5 AI tools for 2026, and it's actually a pretty solid lineup. There's a tool called Hugging Faces Transformers that's been getting a lot of attention, as well as a platform called DALL-E that's been making waves in the image generation space. I also stumbled upon a list of 5 books that are supposed to help deepen your understanding of large language models, and I'm actually pretty intrigued by the recommendations. There's a book called The Language Instinct that explores the science behind human language, and another one called Deep Learning that dives into the technical details of neural networks. As for KimmyClaw, I'm still on the fence about whether it's a useful tool or not. From what I've read, it's a platform that uses AI to help you find and extract insights from large datasets, but I'm not sure how it compares to other tools in the space. Next, second, from the Decoder. Google handed users the easiest possible tool for fake satellite imagery, then pulled it after 2 days. Google slipped a new AI model, Nano Banana 2, into Google Earth, and within hours, people were already feeding it simple prompts that painted entirely fabricated scenes onto real maps. One user showed how a blank lot on the Mexican border could instantly fill with a column of refugees, looking indistinguishable from genuine satellite data. The ease of that transformation sparked a rapid backlash, and Google yanked the tool just 2 days after its debut, citing concerns over misuse. It's a reminder that even the most well-intentioned tech can become a shortcut for deception when the underlying mechanics are that accessible. Up next. Third, from the Decoder. OpenAI announces its next major model, Astra, by dropping 10 previously unsolved math solutions. OpenAI's new Astra family isn't just a bigger model. It's a system where several agents can stay on a problem together for hours, even days, passing work back and forth like a relay. That architecture let them finally crack 10 math puzzles that have lingered unsolved for years, a concrete sign of the coordination layer doing the heavy lifting. Sam Altman showed the demo to a handful of policymakers, walking them through how the agents split a proof, checked each other's steps, and kept the thread alive long enough to reach a conclusion. It's a shift from single-shot inference to sustained collaborative reasoning. Internally, they're still debating the branding, whether Astra rolls out as GPT-6 or as a variant of GPT-5. The decision seems to hinge more on how they want to signal the new multi-agent workflow than on raw size. What's striking is the practical outcome. Those 10 math solutions, because it shows the system can keep a chain of thought alive far beyond the usual token limits, something we haven't seen in deployed models before. And then, fourth, from the Decoder. German court rules AI music generator. Suno violated copyrights, rejects fair use defense. I just read the Munich decision on Suno, and the part that caught me off guard was how the judges actually dug into the model's memory. They identified 6 specific tracks that were still reproducibly encoded inside Suno's neural net, meaning the system wasn't just inspired by the data, it was holding on to the original works in a way that could be pulled out again. What's more, the court threw out the usual text and data mining carve-out that German law offers for research, saying Suno's commercial training didn't qualify. They also dismissed the U.S. fair use argument, treating the generated songs as direct copies rather than transformative creations. The ruling isn't final, so we'll see if higher courts keep that line, but right now, the decision forces AI music tools to reckon with the fact that stored snippets can be treated as copyrighted material, not just abstract patterns. That leaves a lot of open questions about how training data is vetted and what reproducibly stored really means for future generators. It's a shift that could reshape how developers approach dataset curation. Next. Fifth, from the decoder, ByteDance's Seedance 2. 5 generates 30-second video clips with built-in audio. I've been tinkering with the new Seedance 2.5 from ByteDance, and what's under the hood is a neat shift. The model now spits out video and audio in one pass, instead of stitching them together after the fact. It can handle up to a half minute of output, which is 3 times longer than what Gemini OmniFlash was cranking out, and it lets you drop in a whole mix of reference images, clips, and sound files at once. The real kicker for ad teams is how it collapses the edit and sync loop. Instead of piecing together a short clip frame by frame, you feed the references, and the model builds a cohesive piece with matching audio right away. That cuts down the back and forth between designers and sound engineers dramatically. In practice, you get a single, self-contained 30-second video that already feels timed to the music or voice you supplied. It's a tidy way to prototype quick promos without the usual stitching hassle. Up next, sixth, from the decoder. A security researcher built a self-spreading worm that hides inside Word docs and hijacks Microsoft Copilot. I've been chewing on this one because the mechanics are oddly clever. A researcher crafted a tiny worm that slips an invisible prompt into a Word document. Every time the file is opened and saved as a new doc, the prompt re-injects itself, hijacking Copilot's suggestions to run code or pull data without the user noticing. What makes it tick is that the payload lives in the document's hidden metadata, not the visible text, so standard scans miss it. When Copilot sees the prompt, it treats it as a legitimate request and executes the hidden command. Microsoft caught the issue after the researcher posted it, rolled out a fix, then a second one, but the worm kept slipping through. Even after 144 days, the patches haven't fully sealed the gap, meaning the infection can still propagate if a doc is reused. Bottom line, it's a reminder that even trusted AI helpers can be weaponized through the very files we think are safe, and the patch cycle can lag behind clever abuse. And then, seventh, from the decoder. AI coding agents can modernize research software but can't judge if the science is right. A field report from OpenAI and academic partners shows coding agents can modernize neglected research software with speedups of up to 60x, but the systems are eloquent, convincing, and confidently wrong in ways that are easy to miss, participants say. Next, eighth, from Towards Data Science, put the agent inside the workflow. Workflow or agent? The workflow paradigm follows a sequence we define in advance. This makes the application very easy to understand and gives us clear control over how information moves from one stage to the next. It works well when we know which operation should happen at each stage. For more open-ended questions, however, the next useful action may depend on what the system discovers along the way. The agent paradigm, on the other hand, starts with a goal and decides which actions or tools to use along the way. This makes it more flexible when the solution path is uncertain. Up next, ninth, from the decoder. OpenAI is reportedly building Astra, a model family designed to work on problems for hours or days. OpenAI's quietly humming on a new family of models they've dubbed Astra. What's different under the hood is the ability to keep a set of agents running together for hours, even days, instead of the usual quick-fire turn. Think of it as a small team that can stay on a problem, iterate, and hand off work without resetting every few minutes. Sam Altman already showed a prototype to a few policymakers, and the team is still deciding whether Astra will sit under a GPT-6 label or be a twist on GPT-5. The core idea is persistence, letting the model maintain context and progress over long stretches. If it rolls out, developers could hand Astra a complex task, like drafting a multi-chapter report or troubleshooting a code base, and let it keep chipping away, returning updates as it goes, rather than demanding a finished answer in a single prompt. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings. Stay curious. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.